You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Time to take this submarine back up.
But it's tax season up there, Captain.
You know, all that stressing over taxes isn't necessary with TaxAct.
How did you get...
April here to remind you that with TaxAct, you're guaranteed your maximum refund while filing for less.
Beats being submerged for another month. Hey, Captain?
To your stations. We're headed home.
Guess I should probably close that window I opened.
What?
Kidding. TaxAct. Switch to TaxAct today and start for free.
Restrictions apply. Price at filing subject to change. See TaxAct.com for guaranteed details.
On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot and killed in Memphis. A petty criminal named James Earl Ray was arrested. Case closed. Right?
James Earl Ray was a pawn for the official story.
Some of the evidence, as far as I was concerned, did not match the circumstances.
This is the MLK Tapes. The first episodes are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was 18 years old, a nun at my high school was brutally murdered. Getting to the truth has opened a Pandora's box of secrets, exposing abuse of power and a world of lies at one Miami monastery.
I mean, the woman was stabbed 90-plus times. There's got to be something else going on here.
Listen to Sacred Scandal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. Every week I tell everybody it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. I also tell people when you talk about your gifts, your passion, to lead with your gifts. And don't let your age, friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. My interviews that I have on Money Making Conversation involve celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and what I like to call industry decision makers. My next guest is truly an industry decision maker, Dr. Steve Perry. Dr. Perry is a national leader in the education revolution, a change agent who is tireless in his fight for providing equal and competitive opportunities for children who otherwise would not have a voice. His mission is to provide high-quality education with college-bound opportunities for children in poverty. In 2020, Dr. Steve Perry opened his fifth school campus in Bronx, New York. In all, students are admitted to the schools by random lottery in order to ensure equal access to all students, regardless of socioeconomic status or academic history. Dr. Steve Perry's mission is to provide historically disadvantaged students with the college and career readiness skills needed to become responsible, engage citizens for social justice, and offering a rigorous college prep curriculum and eclectic variety of athletic programs, project-based learning, and multi-pronged faculty support. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, dear friend, my man, Dr. Steve Perry. How you doing, sir?
I'm having the time of my life, brother. Really, genuinely, I am. And forgive me, I am in Harlem, so you will hear the sounds of the city. I have no control over that.
Well, the sounds of the city, if you're in New York, I always tell people, like, I think basically 7 million people live in New York proper, in Manhattan proper, and on a given day, 7 to 8 million will enter New York. So you can look at from 12 to 15 million people on that island. So when you say noise in New York, I say, okay.
Right. I mean, because I have to say that everybody is not as familiar with our home as you are. So you know from your time here at the Apollo that this is a loud little place.
We know, Dr. Steve Perry, it's really interesting that, you know, New York, I moved to New York back in 88, first time I went up to New York and lived there. And it was in transition. You know, I remember I couldn't catch a cab if I was in lower New York to come to. If you say you're going across 125th Street, they wasn't going to, you might well not even get in the cab because they wasn't going to take you.
Right.
And then we went through this, you know, the Central Park jogger, you know, situation where the five men were convicted. And then we transitioned into, they'll pick you up and take you up there. And then you look in New York, 125th Street, and white people at 2 a.m. are walking their dogs. And so
I just saw that this morning. It's tripping me out. Like, it's just really tripping me out, to be honest with you.
And so with you in there now, what is, why is it important? Because we're talking about different Harlem now, not the Harlem I knew, not the Harlem you read in the newspaper. What Harlem are you working in now? What's the environment of Harlem that you're tied to now?
Well, so it's interesting. Our school is currently located on 104th and 5th Avenue. Mm-hmm. Which, if you know anything about New York, is right across the street from Central Park. I mean, I can see the Botanical Garden right outside my window. Mm-hmm. And, we are on what's called a museum mile, which is just what you just aptly named. Behind me is the African-American Museum. Beneath me is El Museo, all the way down to Museum of Natural History. So this area is a gorgeous area, as areas go. Similarly, you are seeing a conversion of the brownstones purchased by mainly, you can't just be middle class, you got to be upper middle class,
right,
to wealthy folks, many of whom appear to be white. And for them, Harlem is a place of a cultural experience. They come, many of them come to be immersed in what they believe to be the culture of Harlem. But there's still that group right over there in the Union Housing Projects, which is on the other block. So again, if you're not from New York, what I'm explaining to you would seem unconscionable that so much happens in so few square feet. But in the 200 yards that this block is, on one side, you have some of the wealthiest real estate, arguably in America.
Yes.
And then just 200 yards on the other side, you have a couple of housing projects. And then on the other side, you have a new high rise.
Right.
So buttressed between these, stuck between these two pretty expensive pieces of property, you have housing projects and rent-controlled places. One of my colleagues lives in approximately, I want to be polite, 700 square feet.
Yes.
Feels like 500, but 700 square feet efficiency. And she pays $2,700 a month.
That's about right. That's about right. So you're not scaring me with those numbers. See, I right. In 88, I was in the 500 square feet, and I was happy. I was happy in 88, and I was paying 1,000. So,
but so that's what it looks like. But what I work with some of the poorest kids in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I work with some of the most talented, beautiful, awesome, poor, Black, Latin children, who, while around them, they're is a, call it renaissance. I don't know if you call it a renaissance, we're not going backwards. But it is a resetting on 125th. I don't know if you remember what a Pathmart used to be.
Absolutely.
So that place, yeah. So the Pathmart used, which is just a block away from the train station. That building was just torn down.
Wow.
They're about to build, a very, very, very nice setup there. However, on the ground level, it's like the land of the dead. Bunch of zombie people walking up and down 125th. It's rough. I don't know if they're homeless. I wouldn't know what they do at night, so I can only see what they do during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But people who most would consider or believe to be homeless are walking and staggering just in the shadow of this.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that to make people understand the relatability of what he's saying is that, because I lived in New York 3 times, and what always threw me off was that you can't walk from wealthy to poverty in a block. And I mean, you can walk on the same block is the same way. Whereas if you're in a traditional city, you drive to it. You drive to
literally.
The hood. You drive to a housing project. In New York City, you walk past it. You know, you walk past a doorman who secured building, and you go to the next block, and you're like, okay, where's my security? Where's my doorman to get me through this block?
So there's a right there. That building right there has a security. I think that the condos in there, they have to start in the low ones, millions,
mm-hmm.
like right there,
mm-hmm.
and right there, separated by 200 yards
mm-hmm.
is public housing. It just separates, just that's what it is. And so it is a tale of two nations that we're in. And what's interesting to me is how amidst obvious wealth, how the systemic barriers of racism are so effective as to allow for the coexistence of two vastly different groups of people.
Yes.
And they never seem to understand one another. And my children don't often understand. I have to explain to them, like, do you know what we are? I mean, they're right here. I do you know what people call this? No, it's the Museum Mile. Like, this is one of the wealthy, like, this stretch right here, bro, is like the wealth. Like, it doesn't. Again, I'll put it this way. So on the other side of the park, just so for people to understand, like just over there is Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost see it over there.
I know exactly where you're at.
So we're talking about the kind of wealth that's jaw-dropping. Right there. And the kind of poverty that's equally jaw-dropping. Mm-hmm. And here we are in the middle attempting to carve a new door because, as you know, Carter G. Woodson said that if you send a man to the back door enough, and there is no back door, when he gets there, he will cut one for himself. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to teach our children to go through a different door, really the children and the parents simultaneously.
I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. Do you ever get, what frustrates you about the process of what you're trying to do?
What really frustrates me and really trips me out is that I thought we'd be done by now. I thought when charter schools started to open, mm-hmm. and we were able to show that you could take the same Black children, same Latin children in the same address from the same families and put them in a different school, and those children would be able to read on grade level, write on grade level, do math on grade level, go to college at rates of anywhere from 90 to 100% upon graduation. Again, I told you, you're gonna hear this. I figured this country, and for what it's worth, the president who got us started down that road was President Bush, right. too. But the person who really kicked it into full gear was President Obama. Mm-hmm. So I figured as soon as we show that you can take children from wherever they come and help them ascend to the highest highs, that, I mean, both sides of the aisle, I figured maybe the Republicans would trip because they're not as committed to Black and brown people as the Democrats say they are. So maybe there'll be some rub there. But other than that, we should be cool because they're freedom loving people and they want the freedom of school choice. That's what I thought. I could not be more wrong. The Democrats have been the most ardent opponents of the very escape route that we need to use to get out of the poverty that in many cases their policies have plunged us into. Sadly, the Republicans are so inept around issues of class and race that anything that comes out of their mouths, people think is racist, even when they're making headway in policies of school choice. So what frustrates me is that I find myself with these lying politicians all the time. I mean, they get on my nerves. Bro, I'm not even lying to you. Just some of them are people who I know, like friends, people in my house. It is a peculiar paradox that I find myself in because I just did a walkthrough in one of our schools here in Harlem and had to, you know, tighten up some kids about not being in uniform the way they're supposed to be, doing that very micro thing. Mm-hmm. But then from there, I have to have a macro conversation with the legislator about something that's just, it's just foolish, man. It sickens me that we're still having these conversations. It is, and I might add, where I really, 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 really was wrong was I felt like if I, as a Black man, committed to the Black community, came to members of the Black community, and I'm being completely transparent because you're my guy, I felt like I would be able to get from Black legislators, Black wealthy people, the kind of support that our children need. And let me be clear. They're not putting any money in my pocket. They're not increasing my salary. They don't make my house bigger mm-hmm. at all, mm-hmm. actually. When they give money to us, when they create legislation that creates more opportunities for schools like ours to open, my salary does not move.
Right.
You know, despite my wife's interest and son's interest in my salary moving. In fact, one of my sons goes to school with a person who runs a large charter network, mm-hmm. and she makes a considerable amount more than I do. Mm-hmm. And he said to me all the time, "Do you ever get frustrated by that?" I don't. I didn't get into this for that. I got in because I feel so blessed to be a part of our children's lives. I can't believe that God wakes me up. All the people, Brother Rashawn, I'm telling you, I can't, and you know this, and this is what we talk about when there's no cameras on, when there's nobody watching, mm-hmm. there's no BS, anything. I can't believe that God wakes this clown up to be a part of something. Like, I just, like, in this way, it's just the most awesome experience. So, I mean, do I enjoy earning a living? I do, mm-hmm. but I want to make it clear. And if I made $60 billion doing it because I help kids, would that be a bad thing? No, I mean, I'd be people who do great things, but that is not what happens.
Right.
What actually happens right. is when they give money, when they create legislation, it presents opportunities for us to be able to serve more children. What that means is I can hire more people who can Absolutely. Create more classrooms Absolutely. So that we can have more children. That's it. That's
all Dr. Perry.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When we talk about the five schools that you have, this is for my audience who's listening and who also are watching. It basically, what is the attendance size of the school? What is the age range of the curriculum schedule? The new one that you have in the Bronx, how does that work? Because we know about the lottery system to get in. Are they all located in the New York, Connecticut area? Where are they located, these five schools?
They are. Thank you so much for asking a thoughtful question like that, because most people don't. So we have two sites in Connecticut, in Bridgeport. Well, we actually have three. So we have one in Hartford. I'm not affiliated with that one anymore. I'll explain to you why in a moment. Mm-hmm. That was the first school. And then we have two sites in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and they're about 400 apiece. And then we have in Harlem, we have one that will be about 800. And then we have one in the Bronx that'll be about 800. So the one we did in Hartford was around 800. So, and then some of them are broken into multiple sites. Mm-hmm. So that's where the numbers are.
Yeah, roughly 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Look, and so when you recently, there's 3,000 students that because you're getting the hard students, the poverty-driven students. So 3,000 students that you're giving a different way of life. That wouldn't have that different way of life academically if you didn't have a vision or feel blessed to get up. It's not about the money. It's about providing an opportunity, an escape to a better life, basically what you're doing with these students and their families, too, because the kids benefit. They do the things they're supposed to do, go to college. Hopefully they can pay it forward and go back to their family and move them forward as well. That's your dream. Politicians, people who think there are undertones of greed, tied to this. What do you want out of it? Those frustrating lanes. But then you see the results. The students who have left your school. How does that make you feel, Doc?
Again, so this weekend, great question. So this weekend I went to two graduation parties, mm-hmm. college graduation parties. And to have those parents. One graduation I went to, young lady graduated from Seton Hall, and to have the parents who are no longer together, actually recently divorced, to have them each separately come over to me and thank me. I don't feel worthy, is what I honestly feel. When dad came over to me and he said, you know, she couldn't have done it without you. I said, brother, come on. I'm just a spectator in this one. Like, no, you know, it's your school. And I appreciate it. And I'm gonna thank you for the flowers that you're giving me while I'm still up here. And I'm going to appreciate that. But I mean, come on. This is no person can do this. This is not what people can do. This is God. So, you know,
but you know, Dr. C. Perry, I can stop you right there because I know in a long time because you are, and I've always criticized you for your humbleness. You know, you are a vessel. It is God's work, but you get up. I know your wife. I know your boys. They sacrifice. Okay, they sacrifice
they
time. You go on the road to speak to kids that you don't know. I've seen it. You go to camps hot in the summer, talking to boys you don't know, trying to just give them a nugget of information that will change their life. And so I got the humbleness, but they are right. You're that blessing. You're the kid who grew up, become a man and say, you know, somebody want to make a difference. And that difference has to be in other people. So what triggered that? That's what I need to know. What triggered that?
So I appreciate that. I, as you know, I'm wickedly competitive. I understand somebody has to lose. It just never has to be me.
There you go.
So so for me, I want to be the, when this thing is done, when the box is mine and the dirt drums on top of it, I want to be the best who's ever done it. That will be evidence that I took what little bit that I came into the game with and I flipped it. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at cats who are comparably positioned in their industries, who do things differently, different than I do, who earn, you know, who do something different than I do. Excuse me, and I see where they are. And I think I want to beat even them.
Yes.
But the beating part is less about ego and more about service, meaning that when I win, we win. But one of the things I've always appreciated about you, Sean, is that you are committed to extending blessings to other people, to give opportunities to other cats and identify talented individuals and help them build whatever it is that they
yes.
have. And have that turn into something meaningful. When you're that kind of person, you build a team of people who will always be there for you. And so to your point, my farewell comments to the first school that we were at, the school that we founded, when I left, what I said, my sons attend my schools. And what I said was thank you to them for all of the nights that you went to bed and I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And all the mornings that you woke up and I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And that my hope and prayer is that one day when you feel like I'm the worst human being on earth, you will come across somebody who will take the time to say thank you for the time that you
yes.
contributed to my life by allowing your father to help us to build the schools in our community. I mean, one of the things that trips me out, Rashawn, is I don't understand how people who I do and I don't, how people do what I do could ever be seen as controversial. I don't know what's controversial about Black people opening up schools in the Black community, except for the fact that it's Black people open up schools in the Black community, right. Which means ostensibly self-determination. It means that we're not waiting for anybody. I'm not asking anybody permission. I don't ask when we're writing curriculum. I don't say, do you think this is going to offend people? I don't think it offends anybody.
Yes.
That's not my problem. They don't offend me.
Right.
So I'm good. If it offends you, then don't go send your child to my school.
Well, you know, the beauty of you, Dr. Steve Perry, one of the leading voices of you know, when he says that about his sons, I remember it was a run that every year I watched them grow. You know, I watch them grow. Everything pop up. You know, our annual camp.
Mason's going into sophomore year.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and go crazy. To the camps at Steve Harvey and then go to the Dreamers Academy. So at least twice a year, I watch them grow up, you know. And the beauty of that is that respect. They understood their dad. They understood his mom. They knew the value of effort. They knew the value of making a difference. And when I look at you and I look at the progress that you made as a person, I have to honestly admit that, you know, we the television route has been made available to you. You just did the Fix My Life episode series, her last season. Where is that in your life? Or is being on television a need or a priority? Or what's going on in your life from a television perspective, Dr. Steve Harris?
So, you know, television for me is a vehicle to tell the story of the work that we're doing in the community, mm-hmm. as you know. Mm-hmm. And what your viewers are getting access to is the kind of conversation that you and I have had 200-300 times. It's the same conversation where, you know, you've seen people present me with TV projects, and I don't turn them down. It's not my thing, but my focus is primarily on running the schools. I know that's crazy for some people whose air is to be seen by people, but I know that there's another side to that. There's a cost to that as well, as you mm-hmm. well know. And you can't unring that bell. So I am so grateful to Yanla and Oprah for the opportunity and the opportunities. You also know this, you never know what's going to happen with television. So, yes. So the conversation is, I'll put it this way, and you know, you understand this as well. I'll be as specific as I can without
there you go.
Getting myself jammed up. There is fevered conversation between a number of entities as to what to do, because there's been a long interest from far back as when we did Save My Son mm-hmm. of extending that work. There are people who are still very interested in that. Some of those people are in positions of power at networks. Some of them are in, at streaming services. And I think that they wanted to see how the most recent, you know, I don't know if they want to see if I still got it, but they wanted to see it again in person. Right. So they got to see that again.
Right.
And I think that the Oprah Winfrey Network, among others, if I'm going to be really frank with you, I think that the Oprah Winfrey Network, among others, saw the universally positive reaction to the work. I think that people were, I'll just tell you what people said. The internet was a buzz mm-hmm. with very, very, very high positives. And you know how hard that is to achieve.
Well, you know, I would just tell you this, you know, because we know where we're going. Everybody sees you serious. You are a fun guy. You know, we rarely see you smile. You know, you like,
right.
you know where the party is. I know that you got to keep in loop in this, because I'm telling you, man, I cannot let them not see the full 360 of you. You know, yes, you're passionate. Yes, you're driven to change. But man, come on now. Can we see you smile on TV, Dr. Steve Perry? Can we see that? Can we see that?
Yeah. It's hard to smile when I'm trying to save a kid's life. And that's usually what you get to see me do.
Right.
But they don't get to see us in hot ass Texas mm-hmm. just sitting back cooking meat and laughing for hours, literally trying not to get eaten by every mosquito on earth. They don't see that because it's just not an opportunity.
When I say that, reason I'm dropping that into your conversation, because that's you. Because see, what happens with producers, see things a certain way, because that's their mind. I'm telling you, you change lives on the different levels. You can smile and change a child's life. I've seen you do that on a regular basis. I've seen you at Disney. I've seen you at camps. I've seen you at other speaking opportunities. We smile. We walked in the room. We make a decision. I'm just telling you, if that television opportunity presents itself, please be you at all levels. That's all I ask.
And I appreciate you saying that. One of the challenges, so again, let's just have a real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons why the TV One thing didn't work out
mm-hmm.
is because I couldn't do what I think they wanted me to do, which is to get up in boys' chests and sit your ass down, blah. I don't talk to kids like that.
Right.
Like, I don't talk to kids like that. I talk to mine like that sometimes, but not everybody else's. And I can take liberties with mine because they're mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even take, I try to avoid taking them even with them because nobody responds really well to that. I say all that to say, one of the challenges there is about capturing that part, the nuances of my personality. They wanted something I didn't have. Similarly, when I was doing the daytime piece with Fox, then it's like the polls. They either won the you know, like Al Bush kind of Joe Clarky guy.
Right.
And the other one they want is this goofy Wayne Brady character. And I'm not dissing Wayne Brady, but you understand what I'm saying. Like,
right.
It's just this goofy, amorphous, you know, you can tell he's African-American, but you're not going to hear anything about his right. cultural underpinnings as they relate to it.
Right.
It's not going to come through. They wanted me to be something that almost was Kelly Clarkson / Ellen-esque. And sure, we can have those kinds of conversations, no doubt. That's what you and I would do. We have those kinds of conversations, but I'm not silly. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a silly person. That's mm-hmm. I'm just not. Never mm-hmm. have been, never
mm-hmm.
will be.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways in which we can laugh and be relatable
mm-hmm.
that are still respectful of who we are as men. You're not a silly. Anybody want to say Rashawn silly. Like, that's just ridiculous. You know, you laugh, you joke, but anybody can call you silly. You're
right.
a serious cat.
Right.
You spend a lot of time in making people laugh for a living, but is serious about your business.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about it, I'm going to wrap up here, is that because I want to talk to some stuff offline as well about this, because you're right. That's my life. My life is about shaping people's opportunities. My life is about giving some stuff that may not even benefit me. And when I look at you, you've always been a benefit, not only to me, but the people around me and the people that I invited you into the world to make a change. Dr. Steve Perry, you're a blessing, brother. Your family's a blessing. And the fact you have 5 schools is going to be more. And when you leave this earth, you will be that game changer. You will be that competitive guy that said, I made a difference. And then people will show up and show you as they line up and walk past that casket and tell you thank you and cry and remember the he made a difference in my life, my children's life, and my grandparents' life, and created a next legacy of growth and opportunity for kids who didn't have it. And
you know, I appreciate you,
just seeing you, man. I'm just telling you, brother, you're special. You've always been special to me, man. And we don't talk enough. I will tell you that. I will be remiss in not saying that. And we need to start talking more.
Let's do it.
And
let me know when.
Okay, it's going to happen as soon as I hang up this call here, my brother, with you, this video show. We're going to talk some more after this. But I want to thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation, okay?
All right. My pleasure.
Cool. If you want to hear or see any of my Money Making Conversation, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep, honey, I'll be right there. Just got to turn out the light. Ow! 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 Ah!
Some things never change.
Ow.
Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on.
Ow.
And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show. Do me a favor. Make sure you check out The Black Market, hosted by me, only on the 85 South Show feed. Subscribe to the 85 South Show to hear and tune in to The Black Market. Hear amazing interviews with entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders, people who are doing amazing things in the black community. Listen to The Black Market on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.